We are coming.
All right, we're back. Circling Back Podcast, Wash Media HQ. My name's Will DeFreeze. To my left, David Ruff.
No video. I can get away with whatever I want. Hey, Dylan.
I'm not even going to say what he just did.
It's inappropriate.
Serious question.
He fed the geese on you.
I got a very serious question.
I'm sure it's going to be serious.
When we started the previous podcast, how long before we had video? Touching base.
Like a year and
a half.
Was
it that long?
No, it was longer than that.
No.
Yeah, because we didn't have video until we brought Randy on, and we didn't bring Randy on until we had the new studio, and we didn't bring Randy on until March of 2020, and we started the company in January of 2019.
Okay.
But what about the first pod?
Touching base.
I don't know. I don't know about touching base.
I'm trying to remember when we...
It was like a couple months in.
Yeah. Okay. It was when we moved from the original studio in building one to the other studio in building three.
Yeah, the studio was just a conference room. That's right.
Yeah.
Huh.
The ceiling was the roof.
No.
People were saying the ceiling is the roof. It was like a nod to me.
What people?
Like some of you didn't see the critics.
The ops?
The pod critics.
What else did they say about us? Good stuff?
They're saying that Will DeFreeze is the best host in the game.
Who's their favorite?
They're saying while D-Man...
We know who their favorite was.
Which D-Man?
They're saying original D-Man.
Also me?
Hey.
People can't see what you're doing.
Anyway, I'm real happy to be here. What a wonderful day. Love being in the 40s. Crispy out. Borderline crispy. Not quite crispy, but like flirting with it in spring. This is what you want.
It's a crispy morning.
Don't get used to it.
Major fall vibes last 2 days.
Crispy.
All right, I'm reading this text. I got this text at 2 a.m. the other night from Dylan.
Must have been lonely.
It's 2 a.m.
It's weird.
And it says, hey, your boy is absolutely throwed off some mid right now. Is there any way you'll start introducing me as Big Motion on the podcast?
The reason you know that's not me who sent that is because I don't smoke mid.
And plus, we call you Big Lotion.
Wait, why?
Because of that big old bottle on your nightstand.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, stop. Don't put these images in people's heads, man.
What, dude? I think you should moisturize. I'm glad you're moisturizing. I just talked to you about getting something removed from my arm recently. It's non-cancerous. Thank you to all who are concerned. Moisturize. I was actually told by my dermatologist that I'm under-moisturizing, and that's why I'm itchy.
So what did he recommend? Or she?
She.
Wow, Dave.
This is my apology.
You made an assumption, but you caught yourself.
I apologize to all my...
Nah, she just told me to do some Big Motion with some Big Lotion.
Just didn't give you a brand?
I don't know. She probably said CeraVe or something. Most people are loving CeraVe these days.
That is what Westlake Derm recommended to me.
Yeah, CeraVe, and I want to get out ahead of this because I have done sponsored content for CeraVe before. And so this is non-spawn, but I have heard that CeraVe's just kind of got it like that. They got Big Motion over there. Dylan. Dylan doesn't work for them.
I'm rocking with Lubriderm too.
I just do face moisturizer. That's it, dog.
I've been putting on a morning cream lately. I don't think it's doing much for your boy, though.
I'm a naturally very oily person. Y'all know this about me. I'm an oily boy. I don't need to moisturize the body that much. I just stay lubed up.
I don't think we know that about you.
No,
I've shared that. I'm an oily boy.
Okay. I don't know how oil affects the skin in general. Like, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because I don't focus on that kind of
stuff. It's good and bad.
Okay.
Like, growing up, I dealt with acne pretty, not like severely.
Do you have acne?
Yeah.
I did too, dog.
For sure.
Yeah,
but also,
if you didn't have bagney, your puberty wasn't hitting hard enough.
It's also a natural moisturizer.
Okay.
So that helps with aging a bit.
Bro, those under the skin ones that are like under your shoulder blade that you can't reach are the worst.
Oh.
You're like back there, like, ugh, trying to contort yourself.
Like low key, I still get it.
I haven't had any in a while, actually. I had it for a while, though.
You're doing a cycle, aren't you?
Dave gets it because he does steroids.
Oh, I remember one time I was golfing with my boys in my like early 20s, and I popped a zit on my back while we were golfing, and then it bled onto my shirt, and they were like, why'd you just do that? And I was like, I don't know why I just did that, man. I'm embarrassed of it on my back in the first place. Don't call it out.
If I find one, I can't wait till later when I'm alone. I have to do it right then. Mm-hmm. I have to. It's a thing.
One time I played golf with Will, and he had just had something removed, and he just was bleeding. And it was just a real dog day for
him. I was actually there for that.
Dog mentality.
Dude, I'm a dog.
He was bleeding.
It was I'm a dog.
Curt Schilling.
A chunk of your arm was missing.
Yeah, I don't care, dude. I'll still go out there and shoot a 91.
It was his bloody sleeve moment.
Damn,
people crazy. Said I couldn't shoot sub 92 with a bloody arm, and I did.
It's a bloody sleeve.
Try explaining to your wife that the dermatological procedure that you had done a week before now has to get redone because you wanted to go low with the boys. Drink some Frozens to numb the pain.
You ever done that?
Do you know people who call them blendeds instead of frozen?
I've heard it, but like, what are you doing?
My lady friend calls them blendeds, and I'm like, you've got to stop.
Nah. Referring to what?
Sounds
margaritas?
Like, sounds like too margarita. Much like splendid.
They don't even, like in a restaurant, they don't even blend them. They put them in the machine. They're not blended.
Yeah, they're not mixed. Blended. Yeah. It's
like, figure it out.
Will, it's more of a cement mixer than anything.
Will, you
it's
own
big
a
motion in those machines.
You own a machine, so you should probably know. I'm not saying it works.
It doesn't
work. Dude, don't even get me started. That, like, I almost gave Micah some shit this weekend when he showed up to my son's birthday party without a margarita machine. I almost said, like, hey, like, can I get a refund for this margarita machine that clearly doesn't work, but I just don't have it in me.
Venmo him right now.
No, I think Micah and I need to go down this together. I think if I just put it all on Micah, he's going to get really beaten down. He's got a lot on his plate right now. I don't know if you guys spoke to him recently.
Oh, is it about the thing that you updated us on like a week or two ago?
What, the random life event that has now affected him significantly? And he's like, okay.
Is he drowning in the responsibility?
Bro, let's go out this weekend. There's a random life event.
Yeah, I can't get into it, but yeah, Micah had something bestowed upon him that was like, okay, now I have a lot of stuff to do. That's and so, yeah, I don't think putting a margarita machine on his radar is going to really do much for him right
let's
now.
Let's let him get through this.
Yeah.
He should throw that on Facebook Marketplace.
I'm ready for my intro whenever you are.
Big motion in the building.
Man.
We were riffing and you had to interrupt it.
Yeah, you just want all the spotlight on you.
I'm so horned up for this space bar segment we have later today. Later this episode, I should say today. I'm excited to talk about it. You can get back to the riffing though, Dave. I'm sure it was really interesting what you had to say.
Do they call him Dave Riff?
Just a reminder, there's no video today because I'm not here.
You did say you missed him a little bit ago.
Oh, I missed him.
Not to air your business out.
No, it's okay. I sometimes you really bog down with something. You look over and you see him just over there fucking around.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird like trying to focus on something in the morning and like actually accomplishing it because you don't have Randy asking you random ass questions.
Just hovering.
Yeah.
Or like wondering when we're going to record episodes and shit. It's like, dude, shut up.
Why are you trying to make a schedule, dude? Like, we don't operate like
that. We'll get to it, dog.
We operate our company like a high-end country club. We don't have tea times or anything. We just fucking vibe.
Yeah.
Getting my yo-yo and just...
Just standing directly behind my screen and just for doing it
a minute. And I'm like, dude, please just take the yo-yo.
God, we do miss him. We're just talking about the guy.
No, I know. It's tough without Randy here. But we'll endure.
We'll
be back tomorrow. Hey, we got big news. Big news.
What is it?
People have heard about this beyond the paywall. But it's time to talk about it on a free episode. We're doing cold call. People are like, hold on. I knew I could feel it was a little chilly, borderline crisp. But what's cold call? Well, cold call is something we're doing beyond the paywall, where tomorrow we will be taking phone numbers from random backers who have given us their phone numbers. And we will be calling the backers to have some just simple, straightforward discussions with them. We don't know how this will go. It's probably the most...
It might be total ass.
Yeah, like this might not work, or this might be the greatest thing we've ever produced, or it might just be fine.
It's on y'all. Y'all better bring it.
Bring the heat.
So here's what we need from the backers. If you would like to get called, please go to washedmedia.com/coldcall. Again, that's washedmedia.com/coldcall. There's a link in the description of this episode. And you can go populate your phone number in this spreadsheet. We will not sell your information unless we get a really good offer for it. And tomorrow, between 10:30 a.m. Central Time and noon Central Time, we will be calling people. This is probably, if you're on the East Coast, this is probably just perfect for an early lunch on a Tuesday. Just go sit somewhere, vibe out, get some headphones. We might give you a call and see how it goes. Schedule a fake meeting. Do whatever you need to do. Be available tomorrow between 10:30 Central Time and noon Central Time so we can call you.
Can we do the other announcement thing?
What's the other? Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if this is like an announcement because like...
Just
Let it breathe.
Yeah, dude. Like, you need to chill. We literally
talked about announcing it 30 minutes ago. I know,
but we're doing this thing.
Yeah, dude. Like, you need to chill, dog.
I'm just really...
Your motion is a little fucking big right now. I know.
Yeah, I know, dude. It's
a problem. Who gets more horny to announce things? Dylan or Brett?
Brett just does the eyes emoji on Twitter. With no context.
It's Dylan.
He can't, dude. He can't stop himself. We had the most efficient meeting in Wash Media history on Friday. And it might have been because Randy wasn't there.
In the first 6 minutes, we got a lot done.
I don't want to dunk on Randy, but
but like his omission from
valid questions, yeah. But it would have been like logistics of camera stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm all right.
He the minutia of a new initiative. He just like he gets he into know? The weeds on.
No, Randy doesn't even know. Randy doesn't even know what we did. So like when like I will say that I appreciate Randy's eye for detail, but sometimes in meetings he has such an eye for detail that we might fixate sometimes on some smaller details instead of going for like, you know, what Dylan would refer to as like a rock, essentially. Like
we just get the train back on the tracks when he's in meetings with us because he will derail.
You gotta find weapons of mass destruction.
Well, so Dylan, do you want to say, so we started the meeting and then about 8 minutes later, we had a significant charge on our credit card due to what the meeting yielded. I would like to give it to Dylan to announce what we've actually purchased.
We spent a few thousand dollars. Yeah. Okay. So here's what we did. We bought a Golden Tee machine, a new one.
We are coming day after day.
That's right.
We say we splurged.
We splurged for a Golden Tee machine. But this isn't just for funsies around the office. It's going to be funsies around the office, but that's not the whole point of it here. What's the point of it, Dave?
Hopefully funsies.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Funsies, I think funsies around the office. I feel
like that's a big part of it.
We're going to be streaming Golden Tee. It's part of a bigger plan.
What time? What kind of camera?
Yeah.
Well, do we have the right cords to set up?
Hey, what? We got to go wireless. Okay.
That's exactly what he would be saying.
Which is a valid question.
We're probably going to need a super HDMI cord and a Nitro one too.
Yeah.
Nitro cord?
Nitro cord. Yeah, we got a Golden Tee machine and it's going to be part of a live program that we're going to be doing at least once a week. Streaming.
At least.
Brother, you might be seeing me up here by myself on weekends.
Well, yeah. Well, we made a deal with Dylan that we had to, he could recoup the cost of this by doing a marathon stream until we get enough Twitch donations in one marathon stream.
I'll happily do that. Did you know, Dave? I'm looking at you, you're going to like this part. The Golden Tee did a collab with the PGA Tour. Mm. And there are now real courses in the game. Not just the fantasy courses.
Ooh, I can't wait to play Roy Kaiser.
I don't think Roy Kaiser's on there. But like TPC Sawgrass, for example, on there.
That's going to be killer.
That's cool, right?
And guys, be ground floor. Go subscribe to the show. It's going to be called Golden Showers with Dylan.
No, that's not what it's called. Reminder, in case you're new here, or just if you're new here, I'm really sick at Golden.
Yeah, so like... There are very few situations where I will immediately hop on board with spending a significant amount of money on a piece of tech in the office that only one person is really good at. And Golden Tee is one of those. Dylan is so good that he has stopped me from even trying to play the game because I didn't want to go and get intimidated at the Golden Tee machine at Grand X. And I thought it was like a joke that you were really good. I thought it was like a whole cocky, like, oh, I'm Dorn. I'm good at everything kind of thing.
It delivers. It's a Dylan cocky thing that he has every right to be cocky about.
So they have a tournament every Thursday, I think, or Tuesday down at the Mean Eyed Cat in Austin, downtown. It's a classic dive bar. And we've been wanting Dylan to go there to play some money games, to scare some people, to crack some skulls.
I need reps. I haven't played in a long time. I need to get back on the saddle, in the saddle. Whatever you say that.
I think you get on the saddle, right?
Once this thing's in here, I'm gonna log some hours getting really good again.
Okay.
And once I'm where I need to be, I will play in that tournament. You bet your ass I will.
I don't care what you do, as long as you're live streaming, as long as we have branded merch, as long as Roback is very prevalent on the streams, as long as those things happen, I'm fine.
Yeah, it's going to happen. It's gonna happen. I'm really excited about it. You guys should be excited about it too. It'll be entertaining.
I will be linking.
We'll get the squad involved.
I'm linking it to my OnlyFans, and I'll be playing rounds of golf shirtless. So
Oh, well, that's exciting.
Beat
too.
That.
I can't. I mean, I can match it. I can't beat it.
That's what I thought. You're not a real beater. Never were.
Mm-mm. Okay. Mm-mm. Okay.
I will be keeping track of my handicap as somebody who has played about five rounds of.
The new machines are sick. It's much different from the one we had in the Grand X office.
Okay. So we have like a new top of the line machine.
It's brand new. You're going to have an app on your phone. You can log in via the app. You just hold your phone up and it'll log you in.
That's crazy tech, yo.
It's crazy tech.
What do you do? I throw away all the coins that I get in life. So do I need to start keeping those so I can feed the machine?
No, this is not an arcade machine. This is a home edition. So no money required.
That would be cool if it required coins.
The money we spend is up front.
Kind of be sick.
Hey, is there a possibility of like team events? They have different formats. Can you?
I don't know. You can play. So it's also connected to the internet. We can play people.
Are you serious?
We can play people from other locations, which is also leaves gives us some opportunity for content.
Okay. If you want to see this content, we'll be doing it on Twitch, twitch.tv/washmedia. I don't know what the actual URL is, but we're Wash Media. We'll be doing it from whatever YouTube channel, either Circling Back or Wash Media. Just go subscribe there. We'll be simulcasting, as you say.
Simulcasting.
If this thing doesn't arrive this week, it's going to be a bummer. But
it's next week is more likely, I would think.
We went from saying, okay, yeah, let's do it. Maybe we'll order it next month once we have a plan in place. And then about 90 seconds later, Dylan was on the website placing the order. And we were like, hell yeah, let's fucking ride.
We were too horny.
And if this goes really well, not ruling out a full sim. Not ruling out a full sim in this bit.
Dave has been trying to angle for us to get a full golf simulator this entire time.
We may not have room for it, but hey, we'll figure it out. We'll make Randy find a way.
Find a way.
I know one person will find a way, and he's sitting out there right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish you didn't buy this the second after I published the state of Wash Media on the Substack this past week. Like, I feel like that could have been something we could have included, but now I just have even more to write about in May.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I have negative, you better have positive findings in May when I write the state of Wash Media then. I don't want to have to air you out and say like Dylan's not a real streamer.
I am so committed to this. I promise you, I will put the work. I'll put the time in.
If you say so.
Yeah.
If you say so.
I'll do a marathon until I get like a shoot whatever score, or we'll find some fun stuff to do about it.
See about it.
Yeah. I've got something to say.
Okay.
Hey, Chicago.
We are coming.
And it's because of Muggsy. Recapping this weekend and fun presented by our friends over at Muggsy. Muggsy makes damn comfortable clothing for guys everywhere. They started by reinventing jeans in around 2015, and now they make the most comfortable jeans, chinos, tops, and joggers ever. Muggsy works exclusively with some of the best designers and manufacturers around the world to deliver the finest quality fabrics directly to your door. Their entire goal is to make guys more comfortable at work, at the bar, on the golf course, wherever, by giving them one place to shop. Roll into your closet, reach around in there, grab something, toss it on. Make sure it's Muggsy and you're definitely going to look good. These guys have over 18,000 five-star reviews from dudes of every shape and size. We love Muggsy. Whether it's their denim, whether it is the, like their crew neck game during the fall is just so good. They've got just staples in the wardrobe, and that's what you need at this point.
Their jeans are so comfortable and fit so well. I'm wearing them right now, actually.
You know we freak with Muggsy because Muggsy freaks with us. And we are doing a meetup with them in Chicago. They're the reason we're going up there in June. Come join us. First-time customers can get 20% back on their first order right now. All you need to do is head to Muggsy.com and enter your email, and the discount is automatically added to your cart. That's 20% back on the only jeans and pants you will ever wear again. Free shipping and free returns on every single order. So the only risk is never knowing how great they truly are. Dylan, can you tell me what you got into this weekend?
I will happily do so. Thank you for asking, Will. A big baseball weekend. Parks had a game Friday and Saturday. Saturday, you expected the game to get rained out. It didn't. It caught two dubs over the weekend. He's hitting the ball well, making a few plays in the field. He's really rounding into form, and you love to see it for the kid.
Yeah, he's really putting the barrel on the ball.
Are you worried that he's maybe wasting time around the bases if he's taking a round route to the base? Like,
no.
You want to be a little more direct at it?
That's not exactly what I meant. The kid's game is coming around.
Okay.
Looking good.
Okay. It sounds like they're well above 500.
They only have one loss.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
7-8-1, somewhere around there.
Okay. What's his OPS?
Hard to say. Okay. It's solid, though.
Good slugging.
But before I went to the game good Saturday, slugging. I stopped by the DeFreeze residence. There was a little birthday party there for the little guy. Fritz man turned 420. Got to see the house for the first time. I loved it.
I asked Dylan. I was like, hey, you want a tour? And he's like, oh, I just gave myself one. And I was well, do you want to see the upstairs? He's like, oh, no, I already saw the upstairs.
I walked in to see Sally, and I said, I love your place. And I was like, she was busy. I said, can I just give myself the tour? She said, yes, please, go do it. And so I did. I went in every room except for the master bedroom. Doors closed. Respect. The house is sick, man. I love it.
Well, I told Dylan that had he walked into the master bedroom, he would have seen a contraption that probably looks like a sex swing, but it's actually a little bouncy thing for our infant child.
Is it hanging from the ceiling?
No, it's just, okay. But it's hanging from a thing that's like over 6 feet tall.
Okay.
And so it just looks hilarious if you walked in out of context. And I was like, yeah, there was definitely one person who I, you know, tangentially know through maybe their child or something who walked in and saw this random swing.
Good little shindig, man. The weather held off for you. It was nice, dude. It was a good time.
Yeah, we were pretty happy with everything involved.
Then I hit a crawfish boil Saturday.
Your friends are built different to throw an in-house crawfish boil.
Well, because of the rain, it was supposed to be a backyard situation. It was a little gross that afternoon. So he rented a big tent for the driveway, and that's where the crawfish situation happened. Keg in the garage.
Oh, I thought you were going to say closet.
You know your boy did a keg stand.
It's not where those.
Yeah. What? So okay.
Is that what that was?
Can we put that on? Can we like reel this? Can we use this video?
Yeah. Yeah, we can do it.
How many seconds did you go?
So there's a slow count. You saw the video? It's a slow count.
Well, we can put we can just time it ourselves. If you like, I mean, we can just time it. It's not a big deal. We can just see how long the video is and make some assumptions.
I did a 13 count, which was probably more like a 20 second keg stand. Which look, I'm out of shape. I'm out of drinking shape. I'm not in a fried anymore.
Who can do the longest keg stand at Wash right now? Brett?
Oh.
Probably Brett. It's not Randy doesn't drink beer.
Yeah, it's not Randy.
Dave's a lightweight.
I think I could do it.
Yeah?
I think it's the competition's me and Brett.
I'm not a real chugger.
I'm not a real chugger.
I can't chug. I can chug Guinness and that's it. It's because they got that nitro.
Never been my game.
What kind of beer was in that keg?
Yeah, what you got in that keg?
It was Miller Lite.
There you go. Did it shoot down your throat?
Oh, Vortex keg.
It wasn't a Vortex keg, unfortunately.
That's a bummer, dude. Vortex keg. They should start making geyser kegs that just spray out the top.
Yeah.
Who was your boy that was pumping for you?
Yeah. Was he a real pumper?
The pumper was my friend David, who hosted the party, who's his brother-in-law, whose name is also David, actually.
Shout out to him. D2.
Shout out to him. Good time. Good people. Man, a lot of fun.
Did you black out,
bro? I love a house party, man.
Did you black the fuck out?
I didn't black the fuck out, no.
Why?
I just drink enough to be social and have fun.
That's understandable. Yeah. I get it. That's a good reason.
I'm an adult.
I'll take that reason.
Yeah. And then Sunday, just chill with the homie. We got a bike ride off and play some baseball, walk Stella. And the weather was superb yesterday. My goodness.
Yesterday was an all-time weather day. Oh my God. Little breezy.
It was great, though.
But it felt like a fall day, dude.
And that's it. That concludes my weekend in fun. Excellent little weekend.
D-man.
Ooh. Started watching Shogun, second time through.
Yeah. Wait, you're already doing a rewatch?
Yeah. Okay. Alyssa was doing a rewatch. Actually, what she's doing is not a rewatch. She was catching up, and I just watched it. And I was just, it's that good of a show to where I'm happy watching it again.
If Sally said to me right now, I want to start from the beginning, are you willing to watch 4.5 episodes with me? I would say yes.
Yeah. Especially because I didn't have any other options, really. I need another show because I know Shogun's ends tomorrow. So I'm going to need something else to work in, although I'm going to be very busy with NBA, NHL playoffs, also Major League Baseball.
Hey, shout out YouTube TV for the multi-view between NBA and NHL. Beautiful. Well done.
Really well done. Really well done. But yeah, Saturday morning was a big birthday morning. We had an early party at Meanwhile Brewing, which is like the ultimate place to do your kid's birthday party. And I have to say, it's great. Their playground's great.
Do you beer it that early in the morning?
I didn't because I knew I was going to be beering it at your place.
Were there other dudes beering it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't judge the early beer if at the birthday party's at a brewery.
No. I think you can get away with it. It's more acceptable. I went cold brew, nitro.
Wow.
That's when you got to warm up for, because they've got like the rope ladder thing that the kids want to climb. Well, my son, 3 and a half, that's his name, 3 and a half. He wants to climb it, and he's not able to climb it, right? Because that's his age also, coincidentally. So a lot of like holding him so he can pretend to do the monkey bars and all that. It's hell on the shoulders.
Why don't you just tell him to find a way?
Figure it out, dude. Dude, there's some kids that are... He sees like a six-year-old doing the monkey bars like with no problem, and he wants to try it. And I'm just like, yeah, just don't, man. Just don't.
Have y'all tried monkey bars recently?
No.
And you guys work out, so it's probably not as jarring as it was for me. But I was like, damn, I got to...
When did you do this?
I was just bored while I was at the park with Fritz one day, and you know, I was following him around and figured, well, I can jump up and do a couple. And then I got like three in and was like, I'm weak as hell.
Mm.
I should probably remedy that.
You should train a little bit before you do that Tough Mudder.
Yeah, I mean, I usually don't train before those, though.
You just go in?
Yeah, I like doing them raw. He shows just, like what kind of man you really are.
He's just raw dogging the Tough Mudder.
Mm-hmm. That's tough, dude.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, I should probably spit out this Tough Mudder I got in my...
Oh, yeah, brother.
Sorry. Thank God I had a spitter right here.
dude, our grandfathers always dreamt of us spitting, you know, nicotine pouches into our Celsius cans.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what they always envisioned us doing. Dream.
Went right from there to Casa de Fritz and celebrated there. Perfect bounce house situation. Rhodes immediately took his shoes off, ran right to it. It was like, okay, now I can go mingle. Had a great time.
Dude,
had,
something about Rhodes beers. Is that he loves a slide.
Kids love a bounce house.
Dude, he loves a slide.
So meanwhile, has a pretty sick slide situation. It's so he's like so bored of going down regular on a slide that he brought like a giant. The theme of the party, the first party was like, oh, bring a toy truck. Somebody brought like a big Tonka truck type deal. So he brought it up to the top of the slide, wasn't even his, and just let it go down the slide.
Yeah.
And that thing would have smoked a kid. We look over like mortified as this thing's just crashing down. Just I love that feeling of just being bored. So you have to just figure out new ways to create havoc. But yeah, it was a good time. I had exactly two beers.
Nice.
At your place. I think I went Pacifico.
Yeah. There were a lot of Modelos left over. The Pacificos went quick.
I went Pacifico, went back for one. It was gone. They were gone. So I went Modelo, which is a great.
You drank plan the B. only Modelo, Dave.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Modelo.
I know. I do too. But everyone went Pacifico.
I went from, just went home after that, hung out. It was very, very low key, man. Very low key. Yesterday, didn't do much. We had some good rain Saturday night. Yeah. Thinking if I missed anything. It was a very much like a, all right, you got some big stuff on the horizon. Let's stay in now, rest up,
mm-hmm.
watch some sports, do the sports, and then we'll get back at it next weekend.
Dude, I had a massive weekend. Thursday night, I bought something. I bought the entire live stream for the Fish Sphere show. I wanted to know what it's going to look like in there. Because right up to this point, all we've seen is like U2 and stuff. Everyone's seen that giraffe video a million times. I want to see what it's like when like a band is just going, just giving it their all.
Yeah.
And I have to say, wild shit coming out of the Sphere.
I got to say, I've never been into Fish, but that looked really fun.
You can go on YouTube and watch like the first 30 minutes of each of the shows on their YouTube channel and just like get a feel for it. I will say that the first night, I was kind of like unimpressed with a lot of the graphics. I was like, this kind of just looks like a screensaver. Like, it's not really that cool. And they seem to build on that every single night after. Like, every single night after was crazier, crazier, crazier. And, like, I don't know how... Tickets are already expensive for the Sphere right now. I don't know how they're going to sustain this. Like, it's going to be an outrageous ticket for a lot of big bands that go through there.
The video I saw from inside the Sphere from the Fish show was pretty sick.
Have you guys seen the...
car wash?
The car wash video?
Dude, imagine being just, like...
I have not.
On some... substances and going in watching that.
There's a ton of different videos. Like, there's so many different videos that like were just like mind blowing.
Yeah, the car wash was pretty sick.
Yeah. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff going on in there. I'm glad I ended up doing it because it was a cool thing to see, and it got me really excited for seeing Dead & Company there. But I honestly spent a lot of my nights just like sitting down and watching the 30-minute beginning of that show and falling asleep all weekend just because I wanted to see it. Yeah, Dave's little D is getting blown off
that's
right
sick.
Now.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, I spent a lot of nights just hanging out doing that for a little bit. And then we had Fritz Mann's birthday party. Had a bunch of people over. Hadn't hosted anybody in that kind of scenario in a long time. It makes me want to throw another party without kids there. No offense to the kids.
Your front yard situation is just begging for, like, the boys pulling up lawn chairs and a sixer and just going to town.
Yeah, I think I'm going to throw a party soon. Like, I think I'm going to throw a full-on party. Yeah. It's, like, we have a great yard for it. I had a blast doing it with a bunch of kids around. I think it's time to just throw a party.
It's a perfect, like, college football watch hosting house.
Yeah, yeah. We need an outdoor TV. We could easily set up an outdoor TV.
Very easily.
Easily. Easily done.
It's also, like, where your home is situated in the neighborhood, it's like, very visible to the neighbors. So, like, the neighbors who are out and about active, they see shit going on.
It's giving hub, like neighborhood hub.
I need it. Yeah. I kind of wish the neighbors would have come over, but I'm just, I don't know, man. You know how I be. I'm just struggling meeting my neighbors, man.
You gonna do what to your neighbors?
You had one neighbor look real chill right across the way.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm sure they are. Like, I've got nothing bad to say. All my neighbors have been mad respectful this entire time.
Maybe they're all from Cali.
Maybe. Well, no, I didn't really offense. Do too much the rest of the time. I did go to Record Store Day. I've never seen a larger line for anything in Austin, Texas than Record Store Day. I've
Dylan, been to, you missed it.
Been to a million different South By things. Like, I've never seen a line this long in Austin for literally anything. I did cop, Dylan, for you one. I know you're very interested. I did cop the special release of the Jerry Garcia Band. I did not get the Talking Heads release that you're pretty hot on. Mm. But that's okay. We will endure. We will endure.
Okay.
Good weekend, though. Got a lot of Modelos to clear out, so might need to have the boys over soon and later.
Oh, no.
I'm going to Austin FC next weekend. Not to ruin this weekend in fun, but the boys did win 1-0 against Houston Dynamo this
Saw
week.
That,
so. You know, Texas Derby, we're just fucking cruising.
Dude, all I want to do is take one CBD and go see Fish at the Sphere.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it, dude. I get it. Two CBDs might be a lot, though.
I'm typically one guy, but like, yeah, I couldn't handle this visual, like evil fish on two. Mm-hmm. I'd be in trouble.
What about 2CB?
Still not 100% sure what it is.
I feel like that's usually paywall content. But yeah, no, I wouldn't recommend taking a 2CB in there.
Okay.
I did like following
or at all because it's probably really sketchy.
I was following Bro Bible Brandon's trip to this concert.
Yeah,
and he had a good tweet about bands that he thinks will eventually play there, and it made me pretty hyped up to go.
Yeah, I've been following a lot of stuff on Reddit between Dead & Company and Fish because they've been, I mean, everyone's just very interested in it because those are the two bands that have followed up U2 there. So there's a lot of people wondering, like, what's security like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But, like, the biggest takeaway was people saying, like, the Sphere surpasses your expectations. It was already hard getting Fish tickets for this. And now, a lot of people were saying, I'm glad I got tickets now because I don't know how I would ever do it in the future. It's going to be such a tough ticket to get for so many bands. But it's a whole new medium, man.
He did mention that, like, Tool potentially playing there. And I'm not, like, super into Tool, but I'm enough into Tool to where Tool would be a sick show there.
Who else did he say? Brandon Wenard?
Yeah, at Brandon Wenard.
We've had him on Circling Back before.
When's he coming to town?
Soon, I think. Here's the thing. There's so many people at the Sphere this weekend that, like, a lot of people are like, wait, like, I need to get out of this round space. Is there any square space that I can slide into? And I got good news for you. Yes, yes, there is. Today's podcast is actually sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. So whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with their audience, and sell anything from products to content to time all in one place, all on your terms. I've been using Squarespace now for over a decade. I absolutely love it. Just the other day, I went into the Wash Media website. I logged in. I added a page where you could actually go in and submit your phone number for cold call.
I just saw it, and it's clean as hell.
How fast, like, it took me less than 5 minutes to log in, create a new page, and immediately start collecting information from our listeners so we could do a new episode. It makes it so simple to do everything. It connects with so many different things. Whether you're shipping, it connects with that kind of stuff. Email, you can email directly from Squarespace. Storing information from a form like we were doing. You can do it in Google Drive. You can have it emailed to you. It's just all so simple. Squarespace makes everything easy, from designing the website to maintaining the website to everything. I don't even need copy for Squarespace because I freaking love it. I love it, dude.
Damn.
I love it too. So easy, I can do it.
He's a day one Squarespace guy.
He really is.
Check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/steam. And save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, squarespace.com/steam to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. I have a story that I put on here, and I asked you guys not to read it. Halifax. You guys familiar with Halifax? The Halifax area, out Halifax way.
Never been there.
Okay, mm-hmm. I haven't either. Mm-hmm. I know it's in Canada. Mm-hmm. The reason I know it's in Canada is because the website that I'm reading this from is .ca, which is Canada.
Huh.
Well, some dude in Halifax decided to go to a cemetery and just eat potato salad. And he got quite the crowd around him. Do you guys mind if I just read some of the article to you to kind of set the scene?
Okay.
The Holy Cross Cemetery gates loomed in front of a waterlogged Riley Mary as he plunged into another pound's worth of potato salad.
Wow.
Bathed in the amber light of the police cruiser headlights, a crowd of 100 cheered as Riley Mary downed three hot sauce slathered bowlfuls of salad. His attempt at a fourth resulted in vomiting.
Quote, first things first, whoever penned this is
it's beautiful.
Really well done here.
It's beautiful.
A cemetery? Why?
He was eating pounds of potato salad at a cemetery. What don't you understand about
tribute
this?
Tribute to those who have passed.
He's a real eater.
Okay. Was this in homage to one of the deceased, like they invented potato salad or something? Where's the tie-in?
Well, here, let's see it. Let's see if he has any justification for it as we keep reading. Quote, this is a quote from him. I was just stuffing it in as much as I could, but it just came right back out. There was nothing I could do. It didn't matter how much water I chugged to push it down. In total, Mary got through 3.8 pounds of supermarket potato salad. He was loading up more and more of the mustardy mix and felt like, quote, when you go trick-or-treating and you just slowly see that you're getting too much candy for your bag. No one's ever had that reaction.
Just like that, yeah.
No one's ever had that reaction, like, I have too much candy in my bag.
This is so relatable.
Apparently, there was a TikTok post about this that got a bunch of views on it, and apparently people in Halifax are called Haligonians.
That's sick.
Dude, shout out to my Haligonians out there.
Big Halifax.
They've been churning out memes and jokes about the event by the pound.
Is this like the dude who ate a chicken every day? Remember that guy?
I don't know. Like, I just don't get it. It said, like, I think they asked him why he was doing this, and he was just like, because, like, they sell it by the pound at the grocery store.
How did he get people to show up?
I think because he had already done this, maybe, and then he just had a bunch of people, like, let me click the TikTok post.
Is he okay? Like in the head?
I think so. I mean, he's eating potato salad,
just dude. Just a guy who likes potato salad.
Ooh, did he go mustard base or mayo?
Mustard base.
Mustard.
That's my choice too.
I'm not anti anything. Like, I'll eat either mustard or mayo base.
Do you guys like warm or cold?
I usually typically eat it cold. But if it is served warm, I'm not going to be like, I wish this was cold.
German style.
Cold and mustard based.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully without big chunks of celery in it. I don't fuck with that.
Oh, you don't? See, for me, I love it because the celery typically has like a crunch.
Which is what I don't like.
And the potato is typically cooked enough to where it's soft. So there's like a subtle juxtaposition between the two.
Okay, yeah, there it is. Okay.
So apparently,
I see your point.
Apparently, the event was supposed to happen in the cemetery, and the reason the cops showed up is because they didn't want him to do it in the cemetery, so they made him do it outside of the cemetery.
I just feel like there are better places to eat potato salad.
Okay, name one.
Yeah, name like one. You can't do it. You just tried. You just
fucking tried. Table.
Oh, the dining room.
A parking lot.
A parking lot.
A park bench.
That's more depressing.
A park bench.
Park bench is sad.
He did say that
this is a cemetery.
He did say that he was glad the cops were there because he said it made it, quote, picture wise, I think it made it cooler. Which, yeah, I think so too. He said, I can't believe Halifax supported me the way they did. Some people brought posters to the gathering. I still don't think there's an actual reason that he was doing this.
Were they mounted police? That would be sick.
He said the event was an absurd ode to freedom. Quote, it's an inspiration. You can really just go to Costco, buy a 5-pound tub of potato salad, sit by the side of the road and eat it. You can do whatever you want, he said.
Well, yeah, you can.
Do it, hell yeah.
But, like, you don't have to.
So why are you anti-people's freedoms?
No, I'm anti-eating 5 pounds of potato salad in a cemetery. I think that's...
Sounds like your diet shaming.
Does Roger Dorn not want people to be free?
Oh, my God. Let's go out this weekend. There's a salad event happening.
There's a potato salad eating happening.
It's very rare. Would you be upset if this went down, like, near or on the gravesite of, like, one of your ancestors?
I don't think that would bother me so much.
Really?
Impressive to get people to show up in the rain, too. Clearly very rainy that
So,
night.
Dave, this is connected to the guy that ate 40 rotisserie chickens in 40 days.
Yeah, it's in the article.
Yeah, the reason that he did it was, I mean, I think he wanted to do something similar, but he also threw some pretty harsh words toward the guy saying, there's no way a rotisserie chicken is harder to eat than 5 pounds of potato salad.
Ooh.
Here's the thing. I never saw Dan eat 5 pounds of potato salad for lunch at Grand X.
Yeah, but he did 50 in 50 days. 40 and 40 days.
I think I still follow that guy on Twitter.
The chicken guy?
Yeah.
Or Dan?
Both of them.
But eating one a day, that's just annoying on a daily basis. Like, it's a grind, but it's a 40-day grind.
And there's bones
eating
in that
5 pounds of potato salad, that's a lot of potato salad, dude.
It's a lot. 5 pounds of it.
I think I could do it once, but I don't know if I could do it more than that.
That's like that Vortex bucket full of potato salad, basically.
You think? That seems like a lot of potato salad.
It's a lot of potato salad.
Dude, what if we kissed while I ate potato salad at the cemetery?
Potato salad is just inherently not sexy.
You might be eating the wrong types of potato salad, Dave.
It's not a sexy food.
No one has ever been like, hey, come over, I made potato salad.
Like, oh, what else did you make? Just in case someone
wants
something else.
That's it. I made 5 pounds of it.
What is your key ingredient in potato salad?
Potatoes.
Okay. Save potatoes.
I've never actually made potato salad.
Sally went through a nice little run of making potato salad during COVID summer. And I have to say, it was fucking gas.
She's good at it.
Oh, yeah. She went heavy on the dill.
Ooh, I like plenty of dill.
I was pretty happy with the dill play.
Mm-hmm.
You like the dill?
I like the dill.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, Dorn.
Is it time for my space bar?
Hold on. Hey, Dorn. What's your dill?
Yes.
My name's Dylan. That's good.
I wish there was video.
Dill Pickle was a nickname that some people gave me when I was a kid. I didn't particularly care for it, but it was better than the other one they gave me.
DJ?
Cool. Dildo.
It's objectively bad.
Yeah. My buddy came up to me in about first grade and looked at me straight in the eyes and said, Will, you're ill. Take a pill. Fucking ruined me, dude.
Bars.
How do you recover from that?
I didn't, dude. He said it probably a million times that year, and every single time it just cut me deep. I was like, dude, I'm not ill, dude. I don't need anything.
Damn, fool. That's cold, man.
I know, dude. It was kind of messed up.
Can we get to the space bar?
Coming at me sideways like that. What? Why don't you want to talk more about a dude who's eating potato salad?
I just feel like
next to a cemetery.
I feel like the conversation has run its course a little bit.
All right.
Kind of like a supernova.
Because we accidentally removed the space bar music from the Roadcaster. We're going to roll with just touching bass. That was actually me. I replaced it with Davis Clark saying that they're coming.
Touching space.
Reach out and touch space.
All right. You guys ready? We have another once-in-a-lifetime opportunity coming up, folks. This is not about an eclipse. Okay?
Is it actually? But the other one's not once-in-a-lifetime.
You're right. Well, totality, I mean, depending on where you are in the world geographically, it could be once-in-a-lifetime.
Facts.
Anyway, here we go. Between now and September, this is an estimation, you're going to see the T. Coronae Borealis explode.
T. Coronae.
Explode. This is a star, okay?
He's got the coronavirus.
And you're going to be able to see it with the naked eye.
We are exploding.
Okay, so for several days... Again, between now and September, we don't know what's going to happen exactly, but there will be some kind of announcement, hopefully. Like, oh, you
so we're on bust watch?
Now. We're on bust
watch. We're on star bust watch.
Here's so what thing, is this though. Thing?
It's a star. Okay. And it is exploding, and you can see it with the naked eye. Here's the thing. This star is 3,000 light years away. What does that mean?
You know, yeah, I don't know. I straight up don't know what that
means. That means the star exploded 3,000 years ago, and the light is just not getting to us. 3,000 years ago, this thing busted. Do you understand? That's how a light year works, David.
That's Old Testament.
So it's already busted, and now it's coming our direction.
3,000 years ago,
it's an Old
Will.
Testament busting.
Do you think understand? About that.
That's like 1,000 BC.
No.
Bro, let's go out this weekend. There's a crazy bust happening.
Yeah. So 3,000 years ago, this thing busted.
Is this maybe what killed the dinosaurs?
No, this is a star exploding. This is not a comet.
Did dinosaurs ever exist?
Yes, they did.
Ooh.
There's a lot of evidence.
Rhodes got a sick dinosaur
there's a lot of evidence that's been produced by people that are paid to produce evidence that indicates that dinosaurs existed.
That's why they're calling them paid paleontologists.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you look up at the star right now, you can't see it with just the naked eye. It's too dim. But when it explodes, you're going to have several days where you can see the light explosion, and then it'll start to fade and disappear.
I thought it already exploded.
It did. 3,000 years ago. However, right. Because it is 3,000 light years away, the light has not yet reached Earth.
Right. That's what I'm saying, though.
Okay. Okay. You're right, Dave. Sorry. I didn't mean to step on
you. So what is this triggering, like runaway nuclear fusion or something?
No. It's just a cool event that you can see with your
explode?
Eyeballs. Stars just be doing that sometimes. Our sun will explode at some point.
Are there any landslides happening right now?
There might be a landslide happening somewhere. Can you explain?
A champagne supernova in the sky.
Right. This is not a champagne supernova. This is just an exploding star.
What is the exit velo of a cannonball?
You've been watching too much Shogun.
No, I'm just saying because it says slowly walking down the hall faster than a cannonball. I'm really thinking about it.
I don't know, David.
Those Gallagher boys.
Ask those guys.
He said he'd never play Coachella. Not a real. He said it's not a real festival.
Well, they wouldn't let him bring his sledgehammer.
What's not real?
They wouldn't
about
let
it?
Him take out those watermelons.
I think it's just for like influencers and shit. That's good.
So what's the real one?
I don't know. He plays like Nebworth and shit.
Yeah. What's the cool like your musicians?
Yeah. What's musicians best?
Oh, well, I think people. I think like the British popular one is Glastonbury. Call it Glasto.
What about here?
In America?
Domestic.
Probably Lilith Fair.
I would say if I had to anoint one music festival in the United States with being the music festival of the United States, I think you know Lollapalooza.
Is that Chicago?
Yeah. I think that's like the biggest one right
Where's
now.
Where's Coachella?
Coachella's in Indio, California. I just think Coachella's become such like an influencer kind of thing that like it's kind of just more for like
Burning Man?
Burning Man's not a music festival per se, though.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's more of just like a
drug fest.
I don't know.
Rich guy's playground.
You just go dress weird and play in the desert and do drugs and
yeah and come back and
I think
tell
it's
everybody
just more of like
it.
A festival, not okay. a music festival, just a festival.
Did not know.
I think it's definitely Stagecoach. Stagecoach is the
What's
one.
Bigger than Lala right now? ACL's not bigger than Lala.
ACL it gets respect though, around the
country. Yeah, it gets respect, but yeah. it's not bigger than Lala.
I wouldn't know.
I'm not proud of this.
I wouldn't know.
Hangout fest?
I always thought Coachella was like tier one.
I think it is tier one.
But like A1.
I just think it's lame.
Okay.
Anyway. Could be Korn Family Values.
I mean, fucking Taylor Swift went to it like as a viewer. Like, it's got to be pretty tier one.
I'm going to keep you guys updated on this exploding star.
Yeah, I would like to know. As someone who had to miss the entire totality, I would like to maybe see a supernova in the sky.
How long will we have to see it?
Several days with the naked eye or longer with binoculars.
Well, does it just look like a cluster of stars?
It's going to be about as bright as the North Star.
Oh, so that's pretty mid.
No.
North Star is like whatever. It's not mid. It's tight, but like not like super tight.
Okay. It's 3,000 light years away, Will. What don't
yeah,
you
I don't
understand?
You know that my brain does not compute light years.
So a light year is how long it takes light to... Okay.
3,140,000 miles.
No, it's longer than that.
What?
How far in miles?
If it exploded 3,000 years ago, how do we know that's when it happened? If we didn't have the technology to be like, oh, something just exploded.
Okay, right? So a light year
Good point.
A light year is about 6 trillion miles.
Okay.
So this is 3,000 times 6 million.
If I were to type in trillion, if I were to type in something on MapQuest right now, what would be the best comp for that distance?
You could circle the Earth like billions of times. Okay. It's very far away.
What if I were to walk 6 trillion miles?
The sun is...
What if I were to go 6 trillion more?
You would probably die. Because that's too much for the human
Forrest
body.
Forrest Gump could have done it. He was on a run, dude. He was on a run.
Remember, life from the sun takes 8 minutes to reach Earth.
Yeah.
So this is 3,000.
Like years. We said, like when we're arm in arm with our frat bros facing the exploding sun.
Yeah.
We have 8 minutes to drink as many pants beers as we can.
Yeah.
If you're not drinking beers with your pants as the sun is exploding, then what are you doing?
I wonder if the sun exploded. I wonder how quickly we would know. Like.
I think it's 8 minutes.
NASA know right when it happens and be like, oh shit, we have 8 minutes, y'all.
Like, I know NASA exists, and I'm sure there's a section of NASA that does this, but like, is there like certain people that are just dedicated to watching the sun 24 hours to make sure nothing fucked up happens?
I don't think they believe it's imminent.
Okay.
Hey, I got a feeling NASA wouldn't be like, hey, we got 8 minutes, y'all.
Do you think it would probably go down differently?
You think if they knew, they would alert?
Well, Mark Wahlberg's working for NASA.
That's fair.
Do you think they would tell people, really? We would get like
what's the point?
Alerts on our phone. Like, hey, guys.
By the time I got there, all the red tape of the bureaucrats.
The sun just exploded. Go talk to your go find your family and spend time.
By the time they got that out, we'd have like a minute left. And what are we going to do in a minute?
What would we do if we had 8 minutes? You know?
I'd go
get Parks out of school.
8 minutes to live on Earth. You're going to go get him out of school. And you're not going to get there. You're going to get stuck on Lamar.
Yeah, you're going to be starting your car and the world's going to explode. And you're going to be like, well, that was a waste of my last 60 seconds.
You're going to get in and try to find like the right song. And by the time you get it on there, you're going to try to put on a John Party song. You're like, my Spotify won't load. Wi-Fi's already messed up.
We're going to see Dylan waiting in line to get into heaven wearing his fucking Russell Athletic shorts.
That's so far. That's just one light year. 6 trillion miles.
It's a lot. I don't understand how anyone can compute these things. That's my biggest hiccup.
It's just math, dog.
But I think it's more of a personal hiccup than like a science hiccup. I just don't understand how we can even know these things.
I don't either.
Hurts my brain, dude.
It's gray. Anyway. Dang.
So wait, will this star eventually, or did it become a black hole?
I don't know.
Many, many years ago.
I don't know.
Because when they explode, right, it's kind of... flip out, suck in matter, just going around sucking matter.
You don't
want
to be next to it when it explodes.
Okay,
you wouldn't survive
if we're in a spacecraft.
Sure.
Like, and let's say that spacecraft is the size of a jet, like a commercial jet. Okay,
it's a big one now,
like a Boeing 737.
More on them in about 5 minutes. And a black hole's right there. We're just getting straight sucked into that. Like,
oh yeah,
like straight sucked in, right?
Oh yeah. It keeps sucking.
Yeah.
And we don't know what's in a black hole, right?
That's what's crazy. But do we think
it just swallows up all the matter and just explodes it and like turns it into the whatever the black hole's made out of? Like, I don't understand.
No, you get to go watch your family
it's unknown.
Room. I don't know,
which
dude.
Is weird.
It just.
Space is wild, dog.
Yeah, it's so wild that like the reason I'm not so into it is because it's really hard for me to comprehend.
It's creepy, man.
Well, it's hard for everyone to comprehend. That's part of the intriguing thing about it. It's just so mysterious.
Yeah, I know, but like a rover down there.
Yeah, but like there's also like a lot of things in like history that are complex to understand, and I'm not intrigued by those either.
Why don't we just throw like a GoPro in a black hole and just...
Why don't we take why don't we just make the entire plane out of a black box?
It's a good question. It's a good question.
People are wondering, dude. People are wondering.
Got an answer?
It's a good idea.
Have y'all been on a plane since these Boeings have been falling apart?
No.
Brett called out a plane. I sent him a screenshot of a flight I had, and he goes, Boeing, nice. And I was like, okay. I wasn't thinking about this until you just pointed it out to me.
Is this like the Chipotle method, though? Like, you go right after, like, the E. coli outbreak because they're never going to be cleaner?
What do we find out? Like, one-third of all planes and fleets are Boeing? Something like that?
Boing.
Boing, boing on my...
Stop.
What was that
tweet?
Dave, grow up, dude.
That tweet was inappropriate.
Who sent that?
It was either... I'm not going to expose whoever sent that. That was an inappropriate tweet.
God. Don't say boing, boing.
Boing, boing. Well, Dylan, thank you for that.
I could talk black holes for the next hour.
Again, if we have any like super engaging astrologist or not astrologist,
I'm gonna let y'all know when this thing pops. All right.
Yeah, but like if we have any backer out there who knows like a ton about space and can answer my questions in layman's term, I would love to have you on it.
Cold call. We'll cold call NASA. I just feel
like no one listening to this brand of program knows a lot of.
No. Counterpoint. It's really counterpoint. Smart people. That smart of a person needs. Dumb in their life.
Yeah, that's
true. And so they come to us.
They need to shut their smart brains off for a little bit and just dumb out for an hour.
Exactly. I think
we're the dumb boys.
Yeah. Like part of the reason I like listening to like music is because I know I can never make this. So I feel like I truly sit in there like I respect this.
It's a fair counterpoint.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't want to sit there and listen to science podcasts if you're doing science all day.
Yeah, let us ask you really stupid questions for just a 10-minute segment. Be fun.
I don't think they're that stupid. They might be.
Maybe.
You know, it's not stupid. Aura frames. I have my Aura frame set up in my kitchen right now, and I'm glued to it every single morning when I wake up. I walk into my kitchen. It's set up right on the same outlet as my coffee machine, and I just watch it cycle through photos. I see photos that I forgot even existed, and I'm like, damn, I should get that. Like, I mean, I should get that. This should be my phone background.
It's a nice little treat, isn't it? I'll be just my, mine's in my kitchen counter.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, look at Parks when he was three. And it's just a nice little surprise.
My son sees it and he just stares at it and says, like, mommy, Nana.
I got my dad one and I showed him how to, like, I added a bunch of pictures onto it and I also showed him how to use the app. He puts pictures of like his car on it and stuff.
That's tight.
Really funny.
That's tight.
Yeah.
That's tight. He should put his favorite athletes on there.
It's like, what are you doing?
This is like, yeah. Why is this picture of Fred McGriff on here?
I loaded it with pictures of his grandkids and he added his car.
So that's tight.
Right, I still want one for the studio that just runs through different memes.
Yeah. It's a good idea. It's a good idea. Yeah. It's a good idea.
I like it.
If you're looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life, Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. Mm. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories, just like Dylan did for his father. Mm-hmm. For grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things, Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A frames.com using code CIRCLING at checkout to save. Terms and conditions do apply. But real talk, ad reads over. I love these things.
They're awesome.
Honestly, my mom's probably getting one for Mother's Day.
So easy to use.
We were just talking about Coachella, and I don't know if you guys saw what happened weekend one at Coachella. There was a major event that happened.
Really? T-Swift being there?
Even bigger, dude.
Kid Cudi rolled his ankle?
No, even bigger, dog.
So what happened?
Dude, Pookie and Jet had their luggage stolen.
Oh, worst nightmare.
So many fire outfits in there.
Dude, can you even imagine? Can you imagine how many pairs of Paige jeans he just had lifted off him from that plane?
Tough.
Dude. So I think I've reached the point with Pookie and Jet. And if you don't know who Pookie and Jet are, like, you've just been living under a rock. Like,
you've seen them.
Yeah, you know who they are. Campbell Hunt Puckett, I think is her name on the Grom.
Confusing.
You know what I'm saying, Campbell?
You know what I'm saying, Campbell?
Joke for 20.
No. The real frat stars know that real joke.
Real fratters know, yeah. Dude.
We could probably get Pierce on here.
Nah, I think he's really, I actually don't think we could get him.
Oh, really?
He's gone to like full responsible guy. I did like a full research on him recently.
We're dumbasses.
Yeah, we're idiots, as said. Yeah. And so they went on a shopping spree. Could you believe the things that he was picking out to wear to Coachella, Dave?
I gotta say, first shirt was fire.
Okay, yes.
I was like, all right.
But he bought four pairs of golf pants in different colors to wear to Coachella. But counterpoint is wearing golf pants to Coachella actually the move in the heat? They're kind of made to be outdoors.
He puts off doesn't wear shorts vibes.
Like Brett? Like Brett will only display his forearms or his calves, one each. Not all of them at once.
I have a friend who doesn't wear pants.
Like ever. His legs just don't get cold.
14 degrees outside. He's got khaki shorts on.
If you had to choose for the rest of your life, no pants, no shorts, what are you going with?
No shorts.
I think I'm wearing pants every day.
I'll rock with pants. Rocking with me.
I could easily wear pants every day in the summertime as long as I'm not like going out to lunch outdoors or having to walk anywhere.
You get those Cool Max Johns out?
Yeah, you can just get those Cool Max on and like call it a day. I could easily wear like pants to the office every day through the summer in Austin as long as I'm not doing something outdoors at all.
That's fair.
And I'd be happy.
Mm-hmm. I would just wear my yoga pants.
Dave, did you stick around on the TikTok about them shopping? Did you stick around long enough to see his new tagline at the end?
No, I got so... I don't follow her or him. I don't know if it's a joint account. I don't follow them. But they pop up enough to where I'm aware. And I know for this show, one day, there's a very likely possibility that they come up.
We could easily get them on here.
You think? I think they're too big now.
They're probably too big.
They're doing Coachella influencing.
Well, my favorite thing is his new tagline that he just goes, I don't shop, I buy.
That's kind of sick.
It's frat, dude.
That's kind of sick.
But it's not choose rich, but it's close.
Yeah. I'm close. I'm not that close to unfollowing them yet, but I'm getting closer. I've always had this view of them as being this couple that lives in Atlanta. He makes good money. She's like influencing. And they could just go out to dinner. They're just like funny for different reasons. But now that they're traveling constantly and they're going to like Coachella with Revolve and they're going to Cabo San Lucas on these trips, like these influencer trips and stuff like that, I'm like, I don't like that you're so deep in the game now. I liked it when I felt like I could run into you and go out to dinner with you or see you at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Now they're just too in the pipeline. I liked it when they seemed like an approachable couple that I could randomly meet sometime and have like a funny night with.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how Dorn's become unapproachable.
Dude.
I'm somewhat big time now.
I've been trying to hang out with Dorn like constantly.
Now you just, I forward you to my manager.
He had two dudes drop him off at my son's birthday party. They just carried him up to the entrance and set him down and he walked in.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had his signature sunglasses on. By the way, I don't know who responded. We've been trying to get him on. Somebody just went in there last week and just said, Nick, WTF, bitch. I don't know who that was.
It was me.
Okay, I was like, he's not responded.
It was late at night, and I don't remember. I think I was under the influence of something. And I remember looking and being like, I don't know who started the DM conversation with him, but I was really annoyed he had not responded yet. And so I was just like, what the fuck, bitch?
Did he read it?
No.
Oh.
But I like, Dave, I appreciate the fact that you are secretly going into the DMs and going after NFT Nick.
Look. I don't think he's got longevity.
No.
Oh, no. He knows that, too.
But if he's looking for a mid-size but very rabid niche fan base to jump in on, we're giving him that platform.
It's true. It's true.
We'll let him go. We'll just let him cook. We don't even have to talk.
I heard he won't come on here because he heard that some people on this podcast have paper hands.
I was going to bring that up, but yeah, Dylan.
That was Randy. Randy's paper hand boy.
You know, Randy is kind of paper hands. He's still holding a little bit, but like I know that Randy sold some.
It's a shame.
We talked about this before, but Randy is currently on a bachelor party that began on Thursday. It is currently Monday and he's not home yet. Should Thursday to Monday bachelor parties be banned?
It's psycho.
That's a wild move.
Three is pushing it.
Three's a lot.
What, 4 days?
If there were heavy golf involved, like if we were doing like Bandon for some reason, or Scottsdale, we were playing like five times. Okay. But to my knowledge, that's not what was happening.
What, you're telling me Randy wasn't playing Bandon Dunes?
No.
Yeah, if it's like an awesome golf resort where it, like you'd be an idiot to leave on Sunday when you could just play like 36 holes on Sunday, I would understand.
But where is he, by the way?
Lake Tahoe.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can you imagine how bad your night's rest is on the fourth night?
He didn't post. He hasn't posted in a while.
If he's not producing content, that means he's down bad.
He's going to post tomorrow at 11 a.m. when we're recording.
He's going to come back and be like, wow, one of the guys on that trip got COVID.
if he has COVID, can we just all not come in for like a day? I don't even want to deal with him.
Fine with that.
I can't. Unless we have the Golden Tee machine here. So are you really calling it Golden Showers with Dorn?
No.
Why don't you get next day delivery on that Golden Tee? It can't be that much.
They offered us free shipping kindly because we are a media company and we're going to benefit.
Free shipping on their, never mind.
It's an expensive thing. They also give us a discount on that too. So they're hooking us up a little bit, but it's still not
cheap. Is it white glove service?
They're gonna roll that sucker in here. Yeah.
No, they're gonna show up like D'Annunzio in double black gloves.
Oh, sick. Dude, D'Annunzio, sneaky fit god.
Yeah. He was the Phil Mickelson of Caddyshack. Just all black.
He was scum.
D'Annunzio?
Yeah, I mean, you could tell he was scummy. Scumbag vibes.
I think, wasn't he porking one of the members' wives?
Probably.
He was trying.
Well, he was definitely trying. That's all she wrote today, boys. Tomorrow, it's cold call. Patreon.com/CirclingBackPodcast. Again, it's all in the bottom of the episode. Go check that out. Washmedia.com/cold call to get your number in. Hopefully, we can talk to some of you tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. Any closing thoughts, boys?
It's going to be a good week.
Have a great Monday.
Bye.